Welcome to the Swidnum Lab, which is part of Thomas's Knowles Group, where we do microfabrication and microfluidics. And I'll pass you over to my colleagues who can show you the specifics of what we do here.
And this is our microfabrication lab. This is where we do all the steps of fabricating microfluidic devices. We start with the spin coater, where we can make a master for the microfluidic fabrication process. And from there, we can check the height of our master using our profilometer. Next, we can fill the master with PDMS, which is a soft polymer, which we actually use to fabricate the microfluidic devices. After that, we can cut out and punch our PDMS to make microfluidic slabs, which can then be bonded in our plasma oven to slides of glass so that they may be used for subsequent microscopy experiments.
So here we have an example of a microfluidic droplet generator experiment. So we have our device, it's on a microscope, and here we can see what's going on. So we have our droplets being produced here. And we can use these droplets, which are on a micron scale, as sort of microreactors for biophysical and biochemical reactions.
This is the laser lab. Here we integrate microfluidics with high sensitivity microscopy. What you see behind me is a high sensitivity laser confocal spectroscopy instrument where we do high sensitive single molecule measurements within microfluidic chips. At this setup, we're able to monitor nanoscale processes occurring in protein self-assembly as well as protein misfolding reactions as they happen in diseases, neurodegenerative diseases, like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease.
We also have some labs in the Chemistry of Health building, which we share with Michaela Vendruskola's group. So in this building, we do more of the more biological side of our work. So we can express and purify proteins. And on this floor and around here, we have all the traditional instruments for biophysical characterization of proteins and lipids. And we're next going to see one of our microscopes, which is also located in the Chemistry of Health building.
This is an epifluorescence microscope in the Knowles Group in the Chemistry of Health building. We use this in conjunction with the microfluidic devices that we use to quantify protein-protein interactions.
Thank you for following me and my colleagues on a lab tour of the Knowles Lab. If you have any more questions or want to know what we do, please search for us on the Chemistry webpage or the dedicated Knowles website.